You aren't your persona. Let's start with a simple question. Who are you? You might think that's easy to answer. You're a person with a name, age, ethnicity, profession, and specific memories. But what if you found out that you aren't a person at all? What if who you think you are is something else entirely? What if your sense of identity is merely a trick that's responsible for all the pain and suffering in your life? You might not think you're suffering. You might get upset, anxious, or stressed sometimes. But doesn't everyone feel that way? They don't. If you experience any negative feelings at all, you're suffering. But it doesn't have to be like this. You can live a life of constant, complete happiness. It all starts with realizing who you are. The illusion of your body and mind. You probably feel like you're a person with a body and a mind. But these feelings are illusions hiding the truth. Let's start with the body. Think of it like a car, a thing you use to move around. When you're in a car, you don't say you are the car. The same goes for your body, it's just a vehicle carrying the real you. Your mind isn't the real you, even though it often feels like it. After all, there's a voice in your head that talks like you, knows all about you, and uses the word I. What if your sense of identity is just an illusion that's responsible for all the pain and suffering you experience? This shows you are not a thought or a feeling. You aren't just a mix of personality traits either. Your personality changes over your life. If each version of your personality was the real you, a part of you would vanish every time your personality changed. The real you is not your body, mind, or personality. So what, or who, is it? That's the greatest secret. Awareness is your essence. You are always aware. This awareness has been with you since childhood and continues through every moment. It remains steady while your body changes, your personality evolves, and you feel new things. The real you is not your changing experiences but the awareness of those experiences. Imagine you have nobody. Then imagine you have no mind, name, or life story. Remove every thought, memory, and belief. What remains? Only awareness. Awareness, also known as consciousness or true nature, is your innermost essence. It's the part of you that stays the same, no matter how you grow older or how your emotions change. It's pure love and endless peace. Awareness is a single, shared experience for everyone in the world. It's like a vast, formless consciousness within and around us. Your mind and body act like a filter for this awareness, limiting what you can perceive at any given moment. Despite this, the essence of awareness is eternal and unaffected by the lifespan of your physical body. Many fear death because they believe it means the end of themselves. However, awareness transcends the material world. It existed long before our bodies and continues to exist after they are gone. Accessing the power of awareness doesn't involve achieving anything new. You can't become aware because you already are. Instead, simply live knowing that you are aware. When you do, your mind and its thoughts, along with their troubles, will fade away. Suffering will cease, and you'll find true happiness. Practice conscious awareness. To stay aware, you can use awareness practice. It involves three steps. First, ask yourself, "Am I aware?" Don't try to answer with your mind. Instead, feel the presence of awareness as you ask. If your mind tries to respond, just ask the question again. Don't cling to awareness, just notice the calm and happiness it brings. Eventually, your mind will quiet down. Once your mind settles, you're ready for step two, noticing awareness. As your mind quiets down, you'll naturally notice awareness more often, without reminding yourself. Try to focus on this feeling throughout the day as much as possible. This practice will leave you with a deep sense of peace. To stay in this state of awareness, think of your mind like a camera lens. Normally, it focuses narrowly on specific things, like close-up photos. But to capture a wide-open scene, you need to zoom out as far as possible. Similarly, keep your attention open and wide to remain in a state of awareness. Shift focus for relaxation. Choose something around you to concentrate on. Direct all your attention to that object. Then, broaden your focus. Take in everything around you without fixating on any one thing. You should immediately feel more relaxed because you're not exerting effort to keep your attention fixed. By practicing being fully aware, your mind gradually becomes quieter. Tasks that once seemed hard become more effortless. You'll feel calmer and better able to handle times when negative feelings arise. The truth is, negativity doesn't come from outside you, It originates within your mind, even though it might not feel that way right now. Negative thoughts overwhelm us. Your mind is like a built-in computer program. Your conscious mind, which is your thinking mind, takes in everything it encounters. All this information is stored in your subconscious, which acts as a storage unit for all your experiences. The subconscious then processes this information into beliefs, whether they are true or not. These beliefs turn into thoughts that replay in your head like programs. Unfortunately, many of these thoughts are limiting, like I don't have enough money or that person doesn't approve of me. Many people mistakenly believe that negative situations exist externally. However, in reality, all negativity stems from how we perceive these situations. As Shakespeare famously said, there is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. This creates a harmful cycle. When we feel negative, our thoughts about those feelings become negative too. These negative thoughts then intensify our negative emotions. Eventually, this cycle can cloud our view of life with sadness, preventing us from seeing things. Negative thoughts and their impact. Your negative thoughts aren't just fleeting ideas, they can shape your reality. The more you dwell on negativity, like feeling short on money, time, or love, the more likely you are to experience a shortage of these very things in your life. It's like attracting what you fear most. So, when your mind convinces you of scarcity, it can become a self-fulfilling prophecy, leading you to lack those important aspects in your life. Negative feelings can hold you back unnecessarily. Many of these feelings originate from childhood, when you first learned to suppress rather than express them. As an adult, these unresolved emotions linger in your subconscious, affecting your well-being. If you're not feeling happy right now, it's likely due to these lingering negative emotions. The good news is that you can conquer these feelings forever simply by becoming aware of them. Acknowledge feelings, not thoughts. When you feel good, it's like you're at your best. You're full of energy yet completely relaxed. This amazing feeling is who you really are, because your true essence is awareness, and positivity naturally springs from it. Feelings can either be positive or negative based on how we respond to situations. When we react negatively, like saying no, I don't want this, it creates tension in our mind and body. This resistance makes negative feelings last longer and drains our energy. On the other hand, positive feelings come naturally and don't require effort to maintain. There are ways to reduce this resistance and stop wasting energy on negativity. The next time you feel something negative, don't push it away. Instead, let it pass through you naturally. When you stop fighting these emotions, they tend to fade away on their own. You can also try a technique called welcoming, which helps release both current and past negative feelings. To do this, simply acknowledge your negative emotions. Imagine opening your arms wide, as if you're welcoming someone dear. This can soften the tension in your body and open up your heart. Take control of negative thoughts. A person once used welcoming to tackle painful emotions from a childhood memory. This approach helped them so much that they can't even recall what that troubling memory was anymore. By releasing the negative feelings tied to the memory, they managed to erase it. This demonstrates how to handle negative feelings. But what about the negative thoughts that trigger those feelings in the first place? You can also eliminate those simply by being aware of your thoughts. This naturally stops you from believing in them. Pay close attention to your thoughts. Recognize that they originate in your mind, they're not who you truly are. From this detached viewpoint, you have a choice: either accept each thought or not. Instead of letting your thoughts control you, be the observer who is aware of them. By simply practicing this, you'll notice a shift towards more positivity in your life. Free yourself from limiting beliefs with awareness. Beliefs are like thoughts that you've repeated so often that they seem true. Take the only way to make more money is by working longer hours. Initially, it's someone else's idea. But as you say it more, it starts feeling like a fact. You start to see proof of it everywhere. However, this belief lacks objective truth. It's just shaping your experience. Your belief stops you from having experiences that go against it. For instance, your belief blocks any other ways you could get unexpected money. We need to get rid of these limiting and disempowering beliefs like this one. Start by really understanding all the beliefs you have. Discover your beliefs. To uncover your beliefs, you need to be aware of them. It's not always obvious which thoughts are beliefs. Tell your subconscious mind, "Show me all my beliefs, one by one." Stay alert as your beliefs reveal themselves. Watch for statements like "I think," "I don't think," I believe, or I don't believe. These usually indicate a belief. One way to identify your beliefs is by paying attention to how you react. Reactions are essentially beliefs in action. For example, if you receive a much higher electric bill than expected and feel upset or frustrated, that emotional response often reflects underlying beliefs. It could be that you believe you were unfairly charged or that you're worried about not having enough money. These reactions can reveal what you truly believe about a situation. Simply notice your beliefs or reactions when they arise. By doing this, you take away their power. Recognize that each belief is just a story you've told yourself, and they will start to fade away, along with the countless limiting thoughts attached to them by your subconscious mind. As you become aware and dissolve these beliefs, you'll feel lighter and less burdened. You'll find yourself breaking free from limitations, paving the way for achieving whatever you desire without constraints. Reality is a mind illusion. In a world marked by conflict, hunger, and poverty, mystics and sages offer a perplexing view. Everything is an illusion. Despite the apparent chaos, they see a deeper truth obscured by many, that the challenges we perceive as real are not as they seem. It seems like everything around us is solid and real. But in reality, science tells us a different story. When we hear sounds, what's happening is that our brains are translating vibrations into what we perceive as sound. Quantum physics adds another layer. When we're not looking, everything in a room doesn't stay fixed as it seems, but instead exists as a fuzzy cloud of possibilities. Science helps us see through many illusions, offering a clearer view of reality. Yet, it focuses solely on the material world outside of us. This means it can't fully answer two profound questions: what is the universe made of? And where does consciousness come from? While scientists grapple with these mysteries, ancient sages claim to have insights that science may never uncover. According to experts, the universe began with a big bang and will eventually end. Since it's finite, it must have originated from something infinite. Sages believe this infinite substance is consciousness. Consciousness isn't created, it simply exists. It's both inside us and all around us. You are the universe. Understand your role in reality. You are the very consciousness that forms the universe itself. Think of your life like a movie playing out on a huge screen of consciousness. When you gaze at the stars in the night sky, it seems like they're outside of you. But what you're seeing is happening inside you. Light from those stars hits your eyes, then your brain turns it into the images you perceive. So, everything you observe out there is happening here. You are not separate from the universe, you are a part of it, just like everyone else. And the incredible power of this reality is within your grasp. Key points. 1. Your true identity is not your body, mind, or personality, but the awareness behind them. 2. Negative feelings arise from how we interpret situations, not from the situations themselves. 3. Awareness is a constant, unchanging part of you that brings peace and happiness when you focus on it. 4. Negative thoughts can be eliminated by recognizing them as separate from your true self. 5. Beliefs are just repeated thoughts that shape your reality and can be changed with awareness. 6. The world around you is a mental illusion, with reality shaped by perception and consciousness. 7. You are not separate from the universe. Everything you perceive is part of your consciousness.